Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports on Wednesday. Well, the regular season of high school basketball closed for the girls last night, and Bryan High ended a really forgettable season with a 58-11 loss to Temple. The Vikes finished their rebuilding year with just two wins and an 0-12 record in district. Now, the Consol girls beat Belton 56-28, and they tie Temple for second place, and they'll open the playoffs against Mesquite next week. Blair Schaefer led the 25-9 Tigers last night with 15 points. The Rutter girls had already wrapped up their District 16-4A title before they beat Cedar Ridge 70-55 last night. Fatima Adams led Rutter with 31 points as the Lady Rangers get ready to play Lancaster in the bi-district game. And that'll be next Tuesday at 6:30 at the Waco Midway Gym. Over on the boys' side, Consol beat Belton on the road 52-33 with Josh Stewart getting 14 points. They still lead District 12-5A with two games left to play. The Rutter boys beat Cedar Ridge 70-63 with Will Martin getting 29 points in that game. Bryan High fell to Temple on the road 64-51. Well, with two games coming up with number one ranked and undefeated Baylor, Kelsey Bone's prediction that the A&M women will run the table may be a tall order, but they'll certainly give it all they've got, and that starts by not looking ahead to the Baylor game Saturday when they welcome in Kansas State tonight to Reed Arena. After all, the Aggie women's forgettable January started with a 71-69 overtime loss to the Wildcats in Manhattan. They would go on to lose two more Big 12 games to unranked teams, Texas and Oklahoma State, and now they stand at 7-3 in second place in the Big 12, but three games behind the undefeated Lady Bears. The game is at 7 o'clock tonight, and you can hear it over on 1150 AM The Zone, starting with the pregame at 6:45. Now, we can look ahead and tell you that A&M will have their first meeting with Baylor Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock in Waco. Aggie men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy had a sparkling of good news yesterday when he gave an update on injured players Chris Middleton and Dash Harris.
I'm expecting them back Saturday. They've been gone long enough. So Chris is doing probably 90% better. I mean, he probably could have played last night, so I'm off the bench in a pinch, but we told him we wanted to make sure he could practice 2 or 3 days solid before he could go. And Dash, you know, I expect him, the injury he had, he shouldn't be out that another week.
Now, with those guys or without those guys, you would think that postseason play, NCAA or NIT, would be a stretch. But with them, well, there's a chance.
Obviously, we want to have a winning season. Obviously, we want still think we can postseason play. But that's only going to happen if we can get better every day and we can incorporate these new guys that are new now because they've been gone into what we're doing. And hopefully they can help us become better. Sometimes that change takes 2 or 3 games before it settles in, you know, and we don't have that kind of time.
Aggies play their next two on the road, Saturday at Iowa State and next Tuesday at Texas Tech. Last night in the Big 12, Kansas State sent Billy Gillespie's Red Raiders to an 0-11 league record with a 65-46 beating. OSU beat Iowa State 69-67. Tonight, a marquee matchup, Kansas is at Baylor. That'll be on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Former Longhorn star and Heisman Trophy winner Ricky Williams has told the Baltimore Ravens that he's retiring from football. The 34-year-old running back spent more than 11 years in the NFL and finished with 10,009 yards on the ground. The Heisman Trophy winner was fifth overall pick by New Orleans in the 1999 draft. He retired before the 2004 season when facing a 4-game suspension for violating the league's drug policy, but that retirement lasted just 1 year. Mayor Michael Bloomberg declared New York City the Big Blue Apple in honor of the New York Giants Super Bowl win. Bloomberg kicked off a ceremony at City Hall after a ticker tape parade honoring the team rolled up Broadway. The team was introduced and thundering applause ensued with the lucky 250 fans who got tickets on the event on the plaza and the thousands standing outside on the streets listening in. The Giants were given symbolic keys to the city before heading for New Jersey, where about 30,000 fans showed at a rally at the stadium. And Texas Ranger slugger Josh Hamilton has visited with doctors for Major League Baseball following his admitted relapse with alcohol. General Manager John Daniels says that Hamilton was accompanied by a newly hired assistant whose job includes supporting Hamilton. Daniels says any discipline by the team against Hamilton was unlikely. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to sports on WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turpeville.